This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, an upper-level ridge of high pressure will produce mild and dry weather the rest of this week across the Columbia Basin, and prospects for significant moisture don't look very good next week and beyond as well. This should allow the last of the fall harvest to be completed without further delay, and farm-to-market transport will have little impact from the weather. Fall pastures will continue to be open for grazing, and this will allow hay to be saved for later use. Any field burning, though, will be problematic since inversions and light winds associated with the high-pressure ridge will limit smoke dispersion, and air stagnation advisory remains in effect. The unseasonably cold temperatures late last week and over the weekend stopped winter wheat and pasture growth. Temperatures in the teens were common last Thursday and Friday mornings, and the coldest was 9 at the Pendleton Experiment Station. These cold air temperatures also caused quite a chill for soils. Average temperature at the 2-inch depth fell into the lower and mid-30s, but have since recovered into the upper 30s and lower 40s. The storm track for early to mid-November will be over British Columbia and Alberta, Canada, and then diving south into the northern plains. While this high-pressure ridge keeps the extreme cold away from the Columbia Basin, it also deflects Pacific moisture away from the area as well. For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.